since all shared the same goal and the same danger? Nothing we do is ever done entirely alone. There is a part of us in everyone else. You, of all people, should know that. From what I hear, you have been as impetuous as your friend Fluda. I have been told, among other things, of a night when you dove headfirst into a thorn bush. And you have certainly felt as sorry for yourself as Gergi. And, like Doli, striven for the impossible.
Yes, admitted Taran. But that is not all that troubles me. I have dreamed often of Caer Dalban, and I love it, and you and Carl more than ever. I asked for nothing better than to be at home, and my heart rejoices. Yet it is a curious feeling. I have returned to the chamber I slept in, and found it smaller than I remember. The fields are beautiful, yet not quite as I recalled them. And I am troubled, for I wonder now if I am to be a stranger in my own home.
Dalban shook his head. No, that you shall never be. But it is not Caer Dalban which has grown smaller. You have grown bigger. That is the way of it.
And there is Arlanwy, Taran said. What will become of her? Is it possible you would let her stay with us?
Dalban pursed his lips and toyed with the pages of the Book of Three.
By all rights, he said, the Princess Arlanwy should be returned to her kinsmen. Yes, she is a princess. Did she not tell you? But there is no hurry about that. She might consent to stay. Perhaps if you spoke to her.
Taran sprang to his feet.
I shall.
He hurried from the chamber and ran to Henwen's enclosure. Arlanwy was still there, watching the oracular pig with interest.
You're to stay, Taran cried. I've asked Dalban.
Arlanwy tossed her head.
I suppose, she said, it never occurred to you to ask me.
Yes, but I mean, he stammered.
I didn't think.
You usually don't, Arlanwy sighed.
No matter. Carl is straightening up a place for me.
Already? Cried Taran.
How did he know? How did you know?
Humph! Said Arlanwy.
Whinch!
Said Henwen. This is James Langton. We hope you've enjoyed this unabridged listening library production of The Prydain Chronicles, Volume 1, The Book of Three, by Lloyd Alexander. This program was produced and directed by John McElroy. Executive producer, Dan Zitt. Text, copyright 1964, by Lloyd Alexander. Production copyright 2004, by Random House Inc. All rights reserved.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.